Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Gary YouTube from Cultaholic.com and welcome to the latest thrilling installment of this tier list WrestleMania themed series where myself, Gary YouTube, and a second Gary YouTube do some Gary YouTubing and we put some things in a tier ranking. Gary, how are you today?
I'm not bad. It's like day 11, day 12. It's starting to get a bit tetchy. Had to do an Amazon Prime order. It took until midnight to arrive. Had to sit all day refreshing the app so I could get a delivery slot. That was mental.
God, what a trying life we have.
I know.
I stood outside Asda for nearly 2 hours yesterday waiting to get in.
Oh, the big one.
Oh, the big one in Gateshead. Fantastic scenes. Everyone in the queue having a rate. A
2 hours, though. That's insane.
Aye. But you
I guess they want to limit how many people are in the store at once. And
That was the entire point. You had some security guards. Oh, it was very orderly. It was fantastic scenes. Anyway, we're here to do some bloody tier list things. Gary, hit the bloody intro, will you?
I will, but after just saying that your clock is lovely.
My clock is lovely?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is there. All right. Yeah. It's not in the shot on the tier video, though, so that's
hit the intro.
Just in case you're brand new here, first of all, where the hell have you been? And second of all, do you even know what YouTube is? Because we've got this tier maker thing here. We have a series of tiers. The best, lovely, 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 all right, just about bearable, get in the bin, and we're going to throw every single WrestleMania stage ever into one of those tiers there, depending, Sam, Gary, how good they are.
Yeah, that's about the gist of it.
That's the gist, isn't it? It's a wonderful concept. Anyway, let's start with WrestleMania 10. Yes, once again, you upload the things numbered into the Tier Maker website. It puts it in a higgledy-piggledy order. I don't know why. We're going to cover them all, don't worry, but we're starting with WrestleMania 10, Sam. A wonderful example of the little ramp at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of the centre entrance for Madison Square Garden. It feels like you're coming out amongst the people. It feels gladiatorial. It's just proper, like, I don't, it just feels special. Because I guess these days, with us growing up, like, we were used to, like, the big long ramps and, like, all of that stuff. This is sort of just as we are getting into wrestling this, like, WrestleMania 10-ish, maybe a couple of years after around that time. But, like, seeing this small entrance once you're used to all these huge ones, it's just, like, feels different, feels special.
It does feel special. I don't know what it is about the little ramp at Madison Square Garden. I thought, while WrestleMania 20 did look amazing, and it, you know, the little LED screen where the ramp would be in the crowd was nice, it was just a bit wrong, wasn't it? In my mind.
Yeah. I guess the problem with 20 was you can't have The Undertaker returning like during down a tiny, 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 tiny little ramp.
Well, it was a Survivor Series. Was it Survivor Series at Madison Square Garden where he descended from the rafters and he just floated down with his cape on? They should have done that again.
Just flapping his wings.
Yeah, WrestleMania 10, it's just a fantastically simple little door. Basically, the black and gold, that adds something to it. It's not the best ramp we saw at Madison, the short ramp at least, at Madison Square Garden. I thought Royal Rumble of 2000, that was the best one. I really like Survivor Series of 2002 with the doors with the LED boards on.
Yeah, they were really
I really like them. Well, I'm trying to think what else. 2008, the Royal Rumble, that had a bit more of a screen on and stuff.
Yeah, it was...
The simplicity of this one, plus with it, I don't know what it is about the little ramp, but it's got a nice place in my heart. So
well, this is it. And one thing I want to know as well is, are we going to weigh up in total, or are we going to throw some set dressing into that as well? So, like, the ring here has black and gold ropes. I think if you go the extra mile, then that should be counted as part of the staging.
Yeah, why the hell not, Sam? Yeah. We make up the rules as we go along. Gary, sorry to give you your real name. Anyway, WrestleMania 10, I'm going to say, just because it's the first one, and just because it's a bit basic, but it is lovely. Yeah. All the same, all right.
Yeah, I think all right's absolutely fine for it, because it's the measuring stick, isn't it? We've got to sort of, we've put that as all right, it may change, but we can judge everything else based on that being all right. So I think that's good for now.
Correct, Amundo. So next up, we have WrestleMania 11. Which is a weird face for WWF in terms of these stages, because Vince McMahon had a weird purple fetish around this time.
Yeah, there's like weird eyeball flames going on, like around this coffin-shaped entrance, which is, it seems like it's ready-made for Undertaker because it's all purple. Mm-hmm. But they use this entrance a few times, I think, this sort of weird, is it like a hexagonal-shaped tunnel?
Yeah.
Like, I think it was on a couple of pay-per-views at least, because I remember some shots of Bret like walking through it, and there's like some LEDs I think in the tunnel bit itself further back, but it's just gaudy, isn't it? It's sort of like a sign of the times.
Gordon Bennett. Yeah, the sign of the times. I think this is where we were starting to sort of ramp things up in terms of set and production.
Yeah.
In as weird as that is to say, after WrestleMania 9, of course, this is when it was happening for all the shows, I guess.
Yeah.
More so than what it was before.
It's interesting that the year before, which was 1994, that was the year the PlayStation came out, and there was no real staging or ramping. And then this year, there's staging and ramping, and it's all quite special. But then again, 9 was pretty grandiose. But yeah,
9 was a fantastic year.
Yeah.
But this just... you look at what we're seeing here, what you're seeing basically, it's three boards with the little design on, and then it's some lights...
Yeah.
Four lights shining down, a couple of lights and a smoke machine. This could be an independent wrestling show anywhere
the
in the world.
It's the school disco of WrestleMania references.
All that's missing is that weird man from the Pat thingy from the 90s with his weird funhouse thing.
Oh,
what's he called?
What's he
that's
called
all
again?
This Pat Sharp.
Pat
that's
Sharp,
the one.
Yeah.
That's I saw him at Freshers once, and he was doing his funhouse but an adult version, and it was really weird
because
he did that. He did like a shot game where a girl would have a shot, and then she would like kiss it into his mouth, and then he would kiss it to another girl. And I was thinking, Pat Sharp, what the hell is wrong with you? But anyway, let's move on from Pat Sharp. This one, I think, is worse than WrestleMania 10.
I think so too. I think it's very, very of its time. It's sort of like, you know, everything's a little bit alternative. It's all a bit moody. It's all a bit gothy. It's cool, but... Again, with what's to come, I don't think you can really realistically put this anywhere near the top.
And I think with what we had before, I think there should have been more. I don't know if that's just me being a really selfish, entitled wrestling fan once again, but I think we should be doing better after WrestleMania 10.
Well, this is it. WrestleMania 9, sort of like, I mean, that was peak staging.
Yeah.
And then you sort of 2 years later and it's just a big telly box with a couple of holes cut out of it. Spray painted purple.
Boo! I've put it in just about bearable.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So next up we have WrestleMania 12, and once again the purple fetish continues. Maybe Velveteen Dream was booking WWF. Anyway, there's a big old screen this time, which worked really well with Diesel's entrance, I think it was, at this WrestleMania, because you saw the big Diesel truck. It looks like it's going to run Diesel over, but no it doesn't, it stops because it's a screen.
It's this is the screen where it's made out of like 8 smaller tellies in it. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the element of the screen is a lot better because the entrance here is on an angle so that you have to sort of walk by the screen to walk down the ramp. So I think that adds an extra element to it. I like a good dogleg entrance, like the Royal Rumbles we've been seeing recently where they come in from the dugouts. They're like really cool. But
it's that shot from the 90s where every sort of big 90s pay-per-view had it. Your cameraman would be stood sort of in front of the screen there, but at an angle where he was sort of shooting backwards towards the entrance ramp, and they would walk out and swoop round by the camera.
Yeah, and you get the jib shot of them walking down, and then, it was always class.
That is the 90s, isn't it? But I think this is even though it's basically the same stage they're walking through, the screen makes a hell of a lot of difference.
Yeah, the screen really adds a lot to it, and this is, I mean, you can get what they were doing here, because this is at a time where the business isn't especially doing very well. There's no huge stage here, so you're not obstructing anybody's view. You have to take away minimal amount of chairs, so it makes sense. But I think it's better than last year, but it's still, I think it's on par with 10.
Yeah, it's on par with 10. I think that's fine. Par with 10. It's definitely a big improvement from WrestleMania 11.
Yeah.
So next up, we're going, because this is a higgledy-piggledy order, of course. We're going to WrestleMania 13. And wouldn't you just know it, Sam?
It's
purple
back.
Fetish continues.
This time they hung a sign with 13 written on it.
But for some, it's based, that's what they've got. They've got the same sort of three cardboard cutouts. I'm not saying the cardboard, but you know what I mean. The three boards, and then they put a sticker on top just to change it year by year.
You can see the light from Gorilla behind the curtain. Look at it.
Hello, Bruce.
It's a step up from 11, I'd say. Because you've
got... it's a massive step down from 12.
Yeah, it's a step down from 12, but you've got the wider ramp, so it's better than 11. But I'd still say it's just sort of... It's a sign of the times, isn't it? We can't afford to be spending a lot of money on all this stuff. Let's dial it back.
But I think this is like, was it at the Rosemount, this one in Chicago? So I think this is more, it's a tighter arena, so maybe they couldn't fit a screen in or something. But obviously they do these days. But this was very much a time where you want to fill the house rather than cutting off a big portion of it to fit on a nice...
What does a big screen matter if it's cost you 1,000 seats?
Yeah. Where are you thinking for this? I'm thinking the same tier as 11?
Yeah, I think same as 11.
11. So there we have 13 in just about bearable. Next up, because we're in a really weird order here, we're going to 14. And this was the Attitude Era archway thing. It was used at so many Attitude Era pay-per-views. It had the sort of rings
going round and round.
They used it at too many shows for me. I don't know, there'll be a reason why. I'm guessing, you're thinking it's a cost-cutting measure, but by sort of the time 98 rolls around, surely they're running in it at this
maybe
time.
Maybe it's like a brand awareness thing. Maybe it's just that, like, because obviously Vince seems to think that if you keep everything looking uniform, then it's on brand, which it is by definition. So maybe this is like an early instance of that. You know how like Raw and SmackDown both just look the same now? Pay-per-views all look the same. Maybe it's just like an early indication that that's something Vince is worried about. It's like, you know, Nitro had a big grand metal looking stage and everything, and it was big and square, so these are big and round. It's different. But like, if that's everywhere, then maybe people associate that with WWF.
I think this was used at a couple of Rumbles, at least, yeah, just the one WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Or was it two WrestleManias, 14 and 15? 15, no, 15 was something completely different, wasn't it? Anyway, I don't know what you say about this. It's basically a black curtain with a couple of lighting rigs
in
a circular form.
There's a bit of depth to it, though, isn't there? You walk out through a couple of these discs. So there's like a smaller one at the back and a bigger one at the front. It's sort of like walking out of Jimmy Hart's Loudhailer.
I'll pretend to know what that means, but
like
I don't.
Like his loudspeaker. It's like walking out of like a massive conical shape.
Yeah. But again, the dog leg is there, which gave you that classic 90s shot where they swoop round in front of the camera and whatnot.
Yeah, they go around through the camera. My favourite bit of that shot is always just the moment before they sort of fade off to a different camera and you see them turn around and you just see the masses of fans like looking directly at you. And it's like, whoa, this is imposing. Like, this is proper, like... This must be scary to do in real life.
And I tell you what, they've got the... You can see just in the corner there next to Hawk, sort of off to his right, if I get me angles right.
Yeah.
They've got the stage for Shawn Michaels' entrance, which I think is one of the most underrated entrances in WrestleMania history.
Is this the DX band?
The DX band playing in live. Forget about the DX band playing the national anthem. That was
terrible. But yeah, playing him in live was cool. Jim Johnston, it's one of his only in front of camera appearances for the company. But there's a weird shot on, I think it's one of the Shawn Michaels galleries on WWE.com, and it's during this entrance, so he's like walking through the band, and he looks like Bruce Willis. It's proper weird. He just looks like Bruce Willis, and the amount of times I like double took at the picture, I'm like, what? Like, I don't know how, it was like the lighting and the angle, everything just worked together. He just looks like Bruce Willis. It's nuts.
That's what bloody back pain will do to you, make you look like Bruce Willis. But where we're saying for this, because is it better in any way than the other two? I know the other two are sort of cardboard, but this is like just
Did it have any branding?
Rig.
I can't remember.
I think it had something at the top of the pinnacle of the peak of the circle. I don't know what I'm saying.
It's more grand. I mean, it's much bigger than the other stages were.
But I don't think it's on the same level as WrestleMania 10, not in my head.
No, 10's like, under. I think 10 needs to go up, you know.
I'm going to put 10 in lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah, 10 was also the forerunner for NXT's colours.
Yes. Yes, it was. Anyway, I've gone for all right, because I think it is better than 11 and 13.
Yeah.
But I think it's on the similar level to 12.
Yeah. It's sort of, you don't look at that shot and immediately go, that's WrestleMania.
That, like, could be a Royal Rumble, that.
Yeah, it could be a number of different things, especially if you crop out the stage. You don't immediately look at that and get WrestleMania from it. And I think that's what the company would step into more of that. Like, WrestleMania became a spectacle like the Super Bowl rather than just, like, an extra night.
The higgledy-piggledy order continues with WrestleMania 15, which was essentially something, a big metal thing that says WrestleMania on it. It's got the WWF logo on that was hanging from the rafters.
Yeah.
It was basically a black curtain behind them, and then they walked sort of through and round the little peak of the diamond-shaped thing at the bottom there.
Yeah.
And then that's how they got
like
the
Kurt
they're in.
Angle at a WCPW show.
When he got lost. How we laugh.
So this was Russo-mania. And I think this entrance is understated.
I really like it, mate.
I like it. I like just the simplicity of a hanging logo, and they just sort of appear through a curtain, and then they do the big long walk down the ramp, and the logo is always there in the background.
I'm just trying to read what that sign says. In the, I don't know if anybody will see it on the video. I guess they won't. But
I am a Rudy Poo candy ass.
Whatever that means. It's obviously, I thought I was The Rock. That was an insult from The Rock.
It is.
Some people have weird kinks, don't they? But anyway, I wonder, do you know anything, the sort of shift from, because obviously we're still in the era here where it's all about filling the house and getting the most people in the arena as possible. Why did that change? Why did they start like taping off a quarter of the arena for a big stage?
I think that comes with competition. So when you have competition, you want to always be, you know, absolutely smashing them in the numbers. But as we're going to see, in just 2 years, when competition's done, everything's a lot grander, everything's a lot bigger. And it's sort of, it was going that way anyway, but I think it just accelerated it. Once WWE were the only game in town, then there's nothing stopping you from going, you know, let's run an arena with 20,000 extra seats, and let's, you know, cordon off 10 of them to do this, let's do that, let's do this. And I think at that point, I think as well, maybe they were learning more about funding. So oftentimes now you'll see WrestleMania and it all come up, say if WrestleMania was in Georgia, it'd come up with the Made in Georgia thing at the end, or with help from Made in Georgia. And I think they've worked at producing WrestleMania like you'd produce a film or a TV show, in that they sort of work with local authorities and they get like tax breaks to do that, like films do. So like the film's shooting in Newcastle, say, like Newcastle will have offered them a tax break higher than any other city to shoot there. So it's the sort of thing, I think, with that sort of relief, it means you can build bigger stages.
Yeah, and it's that thing about cities bidding for WrestleMania these days is a thing which wasn't a thing in the 90s, I guess,
well,
which also
adds
to them as well.
Yeah, it's a huge boon to tourism, so I think that extra money just makes it like much more of a spectacle.
So, Sam, I'm going to throw this at you,
yeah,
and I just want the first thing that pops into your head. Is this on the same level as WrestleMania 10, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh.
What were you going to say, no?
You saucy chaffinch. I'm going to say, yeah, but it's not. I'd say 10 is at the top, lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
As we're sat here right now. But 15 is sort of close to the bottom. I do really like the design. I like the simplicity of it. So next up, we're moving on to WrestleMania 2000, which to me, it looks like the side of two sort of 18-wheelers.
Yes.
With a massive scream in the middle. But I like it.
I love this stage. It's like people out there, I've tweeted it before, but like my favourite ever wrestling photo comes from WrestleMania 2000. And it's the shot of Triple H and Stephanie walking to the ring with both belts. And it's just the sea of people behind them. Because the entrance ramp here is huge. It's huge and it's flat. It's this long straight walk to the ring. And it's pretty narrow as well. So like they're walking down this ramp and there's just masses of people like reaching over and trying to high five and like get on camera. And it's like that combined with the stage. The stage, like the sides weren't really used, I don't think, throughout the show.
I think they had pictures of the people in the match, didn't they?
Yeah, but like you wouldn't really see lingering shots of them. It was more like you'd see the wide as it pulled away. The staging is quite simple, which I quite like. It's just three screens. Like, two of them are super long, obviously, but like just three screens. It's pretty low, so it's not blocking off any seats. I think it's pretty cool.
I think it's a massive, like, it's before, is it before its time? Is that fair to say? Because it's, I know obviously the technology is different these days, and it's obviously a lot more high def and whatnot, and I don't know what the ins and outs of these screens are. But it's like, you could see that being at a show today. It's basically, if you take out the middle screen, it's basically the Royal Rumble 2020 entrance way.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I think part of this and part of the huge jump here when you go back and you look at the last, like, 15 to 16, like, this was the year 2000. I don't know if you remember, because you're a year younger than me, and I barely remember it because I was, like, 9. But around that time, everything had 2000 in it, and it was all shiny and bright and, like, new millennium and future and, like Y2K and all of this stuff. And it was just this huge, huge, like, futuristic thing became, like, the norm. And it became, like, a massive slice of pop culture was all, like, obsessed with 2000 and like, Chrome and all of this. And I think that's very fitting. It's, like, this huge... Because you're only going to get to throw one WrestleMania at the start of a millennium, aren't you? So, like, go big or go home. And I think this might be what really kicked them up the bum in terms of, like, building the staging bigger. Because this is, like, the first time they've really gone all out. Like, digitally anyway, because they've gone all out before, but like this, in like a modern way. And then it just sort of becomes standard after that.
It does, yeah. But are you thinking about the standards of the time? This is, I can't get on my head how far ahead of its time it is, because the old reason they give us as to why everything has to be an LED screen these days is because of HD cameras and the old physical tests that they used to have with the cars and all sorts. They just wouldn't look as good in HD.
Have you watched any of the walkthroughs of the WWE archive on YouTube?
I've watched a few, yeah.
So whenever they get to, like, things like the Backlash logo, and I remember that being, like, cool and metal and all of this. It wasn't. It was just wood. And it was, like, just wood, spray-painted pretty much by hand by an art director. And it's, like, you can tell when you're up close, and it's, like, wow, it would look awful on camera. That's just such a shame. Mm. And I guess, like, it is just going to cost you an arm and a leg to manufacture massive logos, isn't it?
Yeah. But where are you thinking for this one, Sam? I think... Is it lovely, lovely, lovely?
I think it's lovely, lovely, lovely.
I think it's lovely, lovely, lovely. I mean, we're now moving on to WrestleMania 17, and I'm just going to do it. It's in the best.
Yeah, this
I remember, because when WrestleMania 17 happened, I would have been 7.
Yeah.
Would I have been 7? I'm born in August.
I would have been 10 years old.
I would have been... Yeah, I would have been
2001.
I would have been 8 that August. No, I would have been 9 that August.
I would have been 9, so I would have been 10.
I would have been 8, sorry. Yeah. Bloody hell, maths is hard, isn't it? And I just could never get my head around the bloody size and scale and how high
it's
it went, which,
huge.
Of course, it lent itself to that because they're in the Houston Dome and the massive big old bloody circle thing that was, and a cavernous bloody arena that was. But again, it's just the design of it. I like the integration with the three different screens down the middle. The only thing I don't like, Sam, and it might just be me, is the way the sort of WrestleMania and X7 down the sides sort of cut off.
Yeah, it's like, it's weird because there's a lot of fans behind there, or at least it looks like there's a lot of fans behind there, which is strange anyway. But yeah, the WrestleMania and the X7, they're like, it's weird. I've always thought this thing looks a bit like a massive glamorous Vegas hotel.
Yeah.
Like, it's proper, like, all like massive and lit up. But it's strange how, the M in WrestleMania is, like, really weird. And then all you can see is from here, I'll read it out.
WrestleMan.
WrestleMan X7.
He's from Manchester, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go see WrestleMan X7. But another obviously thing that's obviously in its favour for this set is the length of the ramp, and Undertaker's entrance especially, where he could go wop wop
wop, just let it rip.
And off he goes down the ramp. This is the first proper, like, mentally long ramp, I think it is.
I think
isn't
so
it?
Other than WrestleMania 3, which had the carts, but everything was integrated well, like WrestleMania X7's theme was it was green, this, like, blue, like, greeny blue and gold. There are alternative logos for X7 and X8. Which are red and silver, like, sort of like bloody metal. And they, I think the X8 one went live on an advert, like one advert, and then it was pulled. So it's out there somewhere. But yeah, it was very nearly a different colour scheme for both pay-per-views. But this is just legendary. This isn't the best for me.
It isn't the best. I don't think we need to say anything more about that.
Nah.
And then we're moving on to 18. And personally, even though it is quite literally just a load of scaffolding, I think it's very effective. So yeah, as I say, it is just scaffolding, essentially. But it's a lot of scaffolding, and it's huge.
Yeah, it's like they didn't actually finish building the stage and then just banged some LEDs on it. But it's like the spectacle of it being so big is the impressive thing here. Mm-hmm. It's like very diamondy, and like it's all like just prisms in it.
Yeah, and the screens as well, the way that they've got like little sort of floating screens in the middle there.
Top, and yeah, the ones in the middle moved, right? They did that.
Yeah, they went up and down, yeah. And then they got the big one at the top, which looked amazing from the wide angles right in the back of the arena. And then I think this was the WrestleMania where a couple of people got lost during the entrance, and they walked in at wrong places. I think that's just the one where it was sort of a bit of a confusing way to get past that
speed. I remember with Invasion that happened. The opening match, like somebody just peeks their head out of the wrong door, and then they see the spotlight on the other side. You see them go, and they like run back around.
Whose entrance is it? There's somebody's entrance on that pay per view where it cuts away, and I think it was Brucey P said it was because whoever it was going to fall, because it was like a triangle, wasn't it? In the middle, someone's going to fall into the triangle. Was it Jeff Hardy?
Just walked out.
Yeah,
imagine them.
Apparently, they fell in the triangle. But anyway. Just because it fits the era as well, didn't it? This was early 2002. Yeah. We still got the F in before the F was told to get out.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful.
it's not as polished or refined as X7. It's a little bit more raw. It's a little bit more like aggressive. It's a little bit more like, it's a little bit raw as warish, because that was all like scaffoldy, and it's like, I guess, the last hurrah for the Attitude Era.
Yeah, but, and again, it's absolutely massive.
Yeah, it's huge, and that's what a WrestleMania entrance should be.
Yeah, so where are you thinking? Is this top of Lovely Lovely, or is it in the best? I think that's where we're talking.
I'd say top of Lovely Lovely.
We'll go top of Lovely Lovely. Yeah. I think that is fair.
And I still don't know. I still think 17 should be in the best, but I guess we'll see.
17 isn't the best.
Oh, it isn't the best, thank God.
It isn't the best.
Lovely Lovely Lovely, that.
No, I wouldn't do that. So next up, we have 19, which is a bit of a weird one.
Yeah, 19 has the ice cream cones.
Yeah.
It's like a... It's a baseball stadium, right? So it's sort of a similar entrance to the Royal Rumble. It's a dog leg, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a weird ensemble, isn't it? The way it's laid out. I know they've got like they've got a confined area to sort of fit a stage into.
Yeah.
You've got this massive ice cream, like 3-pronged ice cream cone.
Yeah.
And you've got this like stage area with this. I really do like the way the LEDs are set out as they are.
Yeah.
Like, sort of come up.
Pillars. Yeah.
It looks like an old fashioned, well, the old Intercontinental title, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. Just the top of it peeking out.
And again, it's another ramp that has a dog leg in it, as you're saying. It's really bloody long, and I think it's Austin's entrance especially where you notice, and they have that shot from behind him when all the camera bulbs are going off and whatnot, which is impressive. But the most impressive thing about this ramp for me is the lighting rig above.
Yeah, the lighting rig's like weird and Minecrafty. It's like,
yeah, it's everywhere.
It doesn't look
amazing.
Like it should be physically possible.
Yeah. Why are you thinking for it? Because I think this is potentially a very Marmite stage. I know everyone loves WrestleMania 19. Some people will say it's the best WrestleMania of all time. It's certainly in the conversation, but I don't think it beats 17, personally. Yeah.
I can see why it would be Marmite. It's weird as well, because like the elements here are like rectangular and then like massive triangles. There's not really a concurrent theme other than shapes. But I do like the stage, like the way they come out, and it's this huge sort of thing all around them. I'd say it's got to go in Lovely Lovely Lovely, surely.
I think it's Lovely Lovely Lovely.
Yeah.
I do like, it's not as good as what we've seen so far, but it is
a
lovely
solid
stage.
Effort, yeah.
Yeah, it is a lovely stage all the same. But now, the order takes us all the way back to WrestleMania 1, which is an entrance ramp that isn't even a ramp. It has a bloody exit sign on it, Sam.
Right, hold on. Let me get back to 1. Yeah, this was when wrestling was wrestling and it was real and you didn't need stages and Roddy Piper had just turned up off the street where he'd come from his apartment where he was punching the walls getting ready to fight Hulk Hogan. And
it's
like proper old school, isn't it? It's just it how is, wrestling yeah. was for the longest time.
You don't see enough people in the 20s as we are now wearing ill-fitting jumpers like that man next to Roddy Piper, is there?
Oh, that man looks like he's got a lot of connections. That could do a lot of things.
like murder folk.
Yeah, like he could murder folk, he could get you like heroin. He look at him. He's like a proper like gangster.
But yeah, I don't know, this is a weird one, this, because it's got to go in the bin, hasn't it? Because it's not even a ramp.
I think, like, from that standpoint alone, yes. But we need to make clear, from that standpoint alone, it's a terrible set because it's an exit door.
It is an exit door.
This sort of entrance always has, like, a soft spot in my heart. Like, it's just classic, isn't it? Like, look at the people scrambling to, like, even get a touch
That's
of him.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's the sort of anarchy of, like, no real security between the fans and the wrestlers at a time where wrestling was still real to a lot of people.
Yeah, and like wrestlers being taken to the ring by police and security there, like to make sure nobody hits them or gets involved with them. Like, it's a lost art, that. Like, and I think like it's so special. I'm amazed that they haven't done that. I guess they don't want to be seen as like untrustworthy to the fans or something, I guess, if you do the smaller entrances like this today, but I think it's great if you had like security like keeping fans back, and it feels a lot more like, you know, boxing or UFC. They do that.
And I guess we've got to remember as well, this was Vince and Linda mortgaged their house, didn't they, on WrestleMania once, and maybe they couldn't afford a stage.
Yeah, well, that's it. And it's sort of, this was the big gamble, the absolute gamble of Vince's life. If this didn't work, he was done.
Yeah, and we wouldn't be sat here today.
Nah.
What a sobering thought that is.
I know.
Bloody
just
terrifying.
Nobody turned up. So thank you, everybody in New York. Thank you for turning up on that day.
Hey, that's mental, the thing, isn't it?
But crazy.
Are you fine with that being in the bin? I just think because it isn't a ramp, we've got to put it down.
I think
there,
it's got to go in the bin, but with an asterisk that it's simply because there is no stage. We're not disrespecting the history of the industry or Vince and Linda having to remortgage their home and not being able to afford a stage. But
I'll tell
it's
you what,
crap.
Though, yeah, it's, yeah. Do you reckon if they did something like this today, someone would take a swing at King Corbin or something like that?
I'd hope so.
Like, oh, that would be
well,
a nice
that sounded horrible. Like, I'd hope so in the sense that, like, Corbin is a very, very, very effective heel. Like, and yeah. I think if somebody was to swing for him and he just, like, backs and dodges it, it would just be perfect. It'd be fuel to his character. It's like, look at you all out there, like, you scumbags. Like, it's easy.
Yeah, maybe we should just get rid of ramps. Maybe they're just still overrated.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if they did that, though, the uproar? That would be amazing. Anyway.
Just this huge curtain now. This, like, 200-foot tall curtain. And just at the bottom, just out he comes. No lights, no entrance things, no nothing.
So then we're moving on to WrestleMania 20 now. Which,
oh,
as we
God.
Covered earlier, it didn't use the ramp at Madison Square Garden. Sorry, the picture we've got here is of Kane's entrance, which was absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
Look at the city on fire,
the burned out city.
Again, this is another screen that or ramp, Tron, whatever you want to call it, that is sort of ahead of its time in the way that it's literally all LED. I think this was the first time they'd really used the stage where the wrestlers' feet were touching. I mean, that was all LEDs.
That was all
like
LED.
Custom
like
to their entrance and stuff.
Reinforced glass looking. Like, yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it was really nice. But again, it's Madison Square Garden. It's WrestleMania 20. It's where it all begins again.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that voice. And they didn't use the little ramp. Why not?
I know.
There must be a reason.
It was, as I said earlier, maybe it was simply because you can't have Undertaker return with all the druids and have that fire that close to the fans. But
yeah, how you can.
If a few of them get burned, it's fine. They'll get to brag about it on the internet.
They did that at WrestleMania 24, didn't they? A few people got burnt. Well, who cares? A few fireworks here and there in the crowd. Who cares? I'm joking, obviously. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it was a mystery. They had the little screen, as you said earlier, which sort of that gave you match graphics. So you'd have like each opponent's faces and they'd very gently rotate like this.
Yeah. Why are you thinking again? Because obviously with it being MSG, The ramp wasn't as long as it probably, as it should be for WrestleMania. Is that a right thing to say? I don't know.
I think it's sort of, the spectacle had grown quite massively, like, in a few short years, and this is the first time it's sort of downsized, I guess.
Yeah.
Was odd.
I don't know why. Why are you thinking about this?
I think
lovely, lovely, lovely. Bottom?
Bottom of lovely, lovely, lovely. Top of all right, yeah.
And then we're moving on to, Sam, WrestleMania 21, which I do not like at all.
No, this can get in the bin. I hated this. Hated it. WrestleMania goes Hollywood. Like, nah.
So, of course, you've got to have a crappy little Tron and a horrible little stage that comes to a point for some reason, even though it doesn't actually come to a point. What is the point in that? Why does it come to a point with a little, the grating bit, but then have the sort of velveteen bit come to make it a bloody...
I don't know. It's just the really crappy little sign that just says WrestleMania goes Hollywood, and then
it's proper tacky.
Like 70s style, like, peacock looking light above the screen and the red carpet. It's just proper, like, this is what, if people look at wrestling who hate wrestling and want to bring wrestling fans down, this is the stuff they point at and go, look how tacky that is.
Yeah, it is really, and it's small as well. I don't know where WrestleMania 21 was. I can't remember off the top of
my
head.
It was in Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
Just a little clue there.
Yeah, it's just a little one, yeah. But small. That was what I was going to get at there.
Yeah, it felt like a, like if the 80s pay-per-views had stages, this is what I could see them looking like.
You could see an episode of Primetime Wrestling being presented on that stage, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Why, I do not like it at all. I think the less said about that one, the better. It is in the bin. So next up, we're going on to WrestleMania 22, which is in Chicago once again. And I think this is one of the most underrated WrestleMania stages of all time.
I forgot about this stage.
The thing that this picture that we've used here isn't picking up, Sam, is the height.
Yeah.
Oh, it's high.
It's massive.
Because Rey Mysterio did that entrance, didn't he, where he came up through the floor and he went, boom, had the live band there with him. When you do the old widescreen, the wide angle from the back of the arena, you just don't realise how high it is, and that adds so much more.
Yeah, it's massive. It's amazing as well. I like the city styling of it, because obviously it's in Chicago, as you said. It's just like the straight up massive, massive ramp as well, with all of the lights in like unison, like all across it. That's really cool as well.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the pennants.
Why not?
I
like them, me.
It's weird.
It's like, oh, these lads and lasses are at WrestleMania. Let's celebrate their faces.
It's cool. I wonder why they didn't just use a screen. It's almost like you're going to see these people tonight, rather than have like a screen either side of that big one. And then you could continue that up when it's not being used and make the buildings look even bigger. But you could like put the match graphics on those, I think, and it would have looked cooler.
Tell you what, the only thing I don't like about this set is the WrestleMania logo itself. It sort of doesn't really fit, does it?
Yeah, this was the one where it was all like diamondy and weird. Or was it? Yeah, no, this was the diamondy one before 25, because 25 was all like proper diamondy. This one was all like sort of shiny and weird. Yeah, it's good, but it's not fantastic.
It's good, but it's not fantastic. I'm going to go bottom of lovely, 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 I think. Do you reckon?
I'd say for now, it could move, but we'll see.
I think it's all right. Just when you compare it to the rest of them, I don't think it's as good as 19. 15, have we put 15 a bit too high?
I think it's just really understated.
It is understated, isn't it? I do like it. But yeah, so we've got lovely, 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 Sam, at the minute. We've got 18, 10, 16, 15, 19, 21, 22, sorry, and 20.
Oof.
Do they sound all right to you? Hello?
I don't know.
Is anyone there? So next up, we're moving on to WrestleMania 23, which is basically, in my mind, how WrestleMania 23 should look when you consider it's like a few years on from WrestleMania 17.
Well, WrestleMania 23, I hated the logo because it looks like a Ford. Like, just a Ford truck logo.
But they're in Detroit City!
I know,
whoa.
But it's like, it's so on the nose. What are you doing?
Doing some really manly car dance.
I hated the logo because it just didn't look, it didn't scream WrestleMania to me. The stage in itself is like cool, but it looks like some set dressing you'd see at like Alton Towers. It looks like it looks like something you'd see while you were queuing up to get on a roller coaster.
Do you not like? I think it's like, imagine if you were sat in the year 2001 looking at the WrestleMania stage at WrestleMania X7,
yeah,
and someone's like, "What do you reckon that'll look like in 2007?" I reckon
that's exactly what it'd look like. Yeah.
So I like that progression. I like the size because I don't know how big that Ford. What was it called? The Ford something. The Ford House,
House.
WrestleMania 23 was. I can't remember what it was called, but it's massive.
Yeah.
And this stage was equally just as big, and I do like a big stage.
Yeah.
And Vince McMahon, like Vince McMahon is to wrestlers, I am to stages. The bigger,
Ross
the
Twirdell
better.
Ross Twirdell likes big, sweaty stages.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But where you say, I don't think it's one of the most iconic WrestleMania stages, but I do think it is sleek. Like, come off a golden tooth.
That was a throwback, that. Jesus. Wow. How do I come back from that? One liner. I'm not too big a fan of it. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking the top of all right.
I think it goes in all right. I think it can go
I
in
think,
all right.
Yeah, it's just, it's nice, isn't it? But it's not, it's a difficult one they've gone with here, because it's like, is it too similar to WrestleMania 17? Because like, oh, it's the best WrestleMania of all time. We'll just update that one a little bit.
No, because 17 was more square. This is more like about the LEDs and it's more rounded. And I think it's like, it feels more like a building or like a like the exterior to a building rather than like X7 that just looked like this monolithic like sort of hotel.
What a lovely word you've just used there, monolithic.
Monolithic.
But it's gone in at the top of all right, because I just don't think it's got that iconic status. But we're on the same on a similar thing. We're putting that on the same level, I think, as WrestleMania 12 with the screen and WrestleMania 14. Is that too harsh?
Or do we need to diversify up our lovely, lovely, lovely a bit and move some stuff down?
Oh, I do like all of them in lovely, 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 though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard. We'll come back to it at the end. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Next up, we go to WrestleMania 24, which I think, Sam, well, is one of the better WrestleMania stages of all time.
I really like this one. I really like this one. It's again, it looks again like a massive hotel. This is for me. This is a clear progression of 17. Given that, like, rather than like it being two bigger pillars on the outside with WrestleMania and like the smaller bit with the screen in the middle, this is like two smaller bits and then a massive pillar in the middle with WrestleMania. It's got that huge round screen on the front. I like it.
I was just going to say, because 24 and 33 were held in the same arena, which setup did you prefer? Because I think 33 had the stage on the sort of plinth bit in the Citrus Bowl camping arena, whatever it's called these days.
That was on the, so if you were to walk in, that's, oh, I guess it depends which side you walk in from, but it was, 33 was up in the stands, this was on the,
in front.
The opposite side. Yeah, in front.
Is it, oh, is that the opposite side? I thought it was on the same end.
I think it's the opposite side.
Is it? Oh,
yeah.
I always thought they had them like 33 on like the a raised plinth sort of thing, which is like naturally in the stadium, and this was like in front of it.
I can't remember. It just, for some reason.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I thought they were on opposite ends, but I don't know.
Who knows? Someone let us know in the comments below. But yeah, I was just going to compare because obviously 33 had the massive ramp.
I think 33 was better. Like the spectacle of the ramp on 33. There's a photo of AJ Styles making his way down to the ring, and he's about halfway down the ramp, and he's like looking out at the audience, and he just looks like a James Bond villain. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like that ramp just looked so big. Like the set and everything, it was amazing. Loved it.
But what are your thoughts on the palm trees?
We're in Florida.
We are in Florida. Is that two on the nose, even for wrestling? I don't know.
It's fine. This is the one where... Was this... No, it was later, wasn't it? Was it 27 or 28 where they had the palm tree plinths?
28, yeah.
Yeah. Because that was the same arena as well, wasn't it?
No, that was in Miami, that one.
Was that Miami? Oh,
that
yeah.
That was in Miami.
Yeah.
We're going to Miami. Is this better than X8 and 10 and 16 and 15 and 19?
So.
I think it is as well.
Yeah.
I think it's going up there. Is it in the best?
I think it's in the best.
Oh, I do like it, me. I just like how big it is.
I think it'd be bottom of best, but it's in the best, I think.
Yeah.
Like, the attention that's gone into it is great.
Yeah, I love it, me. So then we have WrestleMania... excuse me. We have WrestleMania 25.
Yes.
And this is a big anniversary with a big star and a few big LED towers.
It was the 25th anniversary, right, Ross?
Yeah, because that's how anniversaries work, Sam.
Yeah, when we got married, that was our first anniversary right there.
Yeah, it was, right on that day. As soon as the ring went on, 1 year anniversary. But you look at this stage, I don't know where this was off the top of my head, but I'm going to guess it's Texas.
It's got a big old Lone Star, doesn't it?
So if it's not in Texas, that's a bit weird. But if you look, it's basically 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 LED screens and a star.
And a star. I was not a fan of this. I think it looks cool with the big like monolith style screens, like the big long screens look so imposing. I just don't think they did the best they could do with it.
Could they have done better, Mr. Driver?
I don't know if there was something we could have done with more depth, with more screens along the entranceway or something. But for the 25th anniversary. I mean, this was huge at the time, but I don't know if it's just because our brains are so warped now because they change Raw and SmackDown every week and it's always like, look at the screens! And we're so used to thousands of them. But I just wasn't a fan of like the Diamante look to WrestleMania 25.
Neither am I, to be honest with you. I'm not a fan of glitter and fajazzles and stuff like that, mate.
And the thing is, like, wrestling is all about the pageantry. It's a major part of wrestling. And this is a very big and glittery-looking affair. But it just doesn't resonate with me. It just doesn't, like, touch me in the way that, like, the set for 17 did. 17 touches me so good.
Let's
25.
Say that 17 cups your testicles, Sam.
WrestleMania what 17 does, cups my testicles, yes.
What does 25 do to you? Probe you?
25 just sort of, I don't know, we just have a stern conversation with each other.
Much like married life. Anyway... I think the only redeeming... Well, not redeeming. I think the best thing about this ramp is just the length of the actual ramp itself. It's just one of the longest... I think it's... Is this where Charles Robinson did his famous run, or was that 24? I've forgotten off the top of my head.
I think it's this one where he does the famous run.
Yeah, lovely. But again, I think this is sort of suffering from the same thing as 23, in that it's not one of the more iconic WrestleMania stages, is it? It's lovely to look at.
Yeah, it's just sort of...
I'm not... It does nothing for me.
It's like they just went, well, it just needs to be big and bright. They didn't really put any... Like, because if you go back to 24, it fits the theme very well. It all looks like it's all tied together. They've put a lot of thought into how it's going to look and be. And then this one, it's just like, big old star.
Yeah. Big star. because all of wrestlers are superstars.
Superstars, yes.
All right. So then we're moving on to WrestleMania 26 as the higgledy-piggledy order continues. And I think this is in the conversation, Sam, for the best WrestleMania set of all time.
Really?
I love the bloody block, the boxes on top of each other. I love the pyramid thing that's covering the ring. Oh, it does all sorts for me, this.
It does nothing for me. It does nothing for me. I like the pyramid, but I don't know. It just, like, the pyramid looks like huge, and on camera it looks like, wow, how big is this stadium? You can't even, like, it's like so sprawled out. But the entranceway, I don't know, it just felt like a mishmash of screens.
But they all fit together so well. Look at it. It's like it's a box on top of a box on top of a box on top of a box.
It's what my living room looks like after I get lazy and stop putting away Amazon boxes.
Amazon set out LED boxes these days. But I think this WrestleMania was in Phoenix at that university stadium.
Yeah, the massive
bloody
one.
Bloody hell. That's a big arena.
Yeah, it is. And it's actually a very nice set. Like, it's not sort of what I would go for, but I, like, you've got to appreciate it as a whole spectacle. The only thing I don't really like about it is that it doesn't quite gel together. Like, why is there a huge pyramid and then there's not really anything else?
Do you not know that that's where the pyramids are, in Phoenix?
Is it? Is it Phoenix, Egypt?
Phoenix, Egypt, that's where the pyramids are.
Ah, right, that makes more sense.
But just after, you said something there about that's not what you, not what you would do. So yeah. Then, Mr. Production Head, what would you do?
If
you were given a blank canvas to create, I'm going to put you on the spot here horribly. If you were given a blank canvas to create a WrestleMania set, what sort of things would you do?
Oh, just any set.
Aye.
I'd probably have quite a big stage, like, involved, like, sort of 17-sized. Bit more depth to it, though. Like, I think if you make the stage widen up, sort of like this one has to the audience, but don't so much limit the audience from getting in front of those big screens. Like, don't feel like you've got to keep them clear. I think just build a set that has a lot more depth. Like, I loved 33, because 33, it felt like the wrestlers, even though they started off all the way up there, by the end of it they were coming right through the crowd. Like, and I like that sort of spectacle of the huge long walk. I like the pyramid here because it keeps those legs out of the way, which is cool. And I think I'd keep something like that. But in terms of, like, the screens and stuff, I'd probably have, like, one big screen in the center, a couple to the side, but not like one of these huge, like, IMAX style affairs we have today. I'd keep all of the CG Roman Reigns going ooh-ah to a minimum as well.
But he's a really big dog.
He is a really big dog, but I don't know why he's got to be 855 feet tall every time he makes an entrance in a pay-per-view and made of bronze.
So I think this is going to be our first disagreement here. I was going to suggest this went up in the best. Excuse me.
I think if you look at it from the sheer spectacle of it, it's got to go in the best. Because look at the size of it. Look at how it all, like, looks. It's just not my cup of tea. That's all.
Oh, where would you suggest you put it then? And then we'll compromise.
I think you can argue for putting it in the best. Because look at it. Look at the spectacle of it. I think there's, if you go back, this is probably the biggest spectacle stage we've had since 19?
Yes.
Like, and so, like, and what comes after
23 was massive. 24, massive.
And what comes after 26 is not as good as this stage, I'd argue. So I'd
controversial.
I could say you could put this into best.
Let's put it in the
lovely,
best.
Lovely, one of the two.
We'll put it in the best, but near the bottom. So next up, we have WrestleMania 27, which is basically a massive screen.
That's why I don't really like it. I like the big spider legs and the huge WrestleMania thing.
That's what saves it. The massive WrestleMania logo, the big old spider leg thingy, the way it sort of warps around and makes you feel, ooh!
Yeah,
I don't want to go down there.
Like, I think that's cool. Which was the Mania where Ray came out? Was it 20? It's one of the later 20s where Ray comes out and just slips.
Oh, I can't remember off the top of my head. Like,
it's one of the ones where they've got screens on the stage and he just runs out and just goes whoop. It's like proper funny.
I can't remember off the top of my head, but I love this one, me.
Yeah,
I love it.
I'm just not a fan of huge ass screens, but like I properly love the WrestleMania banner. I think that's amazing, and it's one of those things where I guess simplicity does work because you've got somebody there on the ramp making the entrance and they're tiny. And this thing is huge. And this is like, as we know, wrestling is oftentimes a dick measuring contest.
Yeah.
And this is a pretty big one.
It's a pretty big dick.
TNA weren't pulling this off at the time.
But I think because this was the first time we saw a massive screen used like this, and I thought it worked really well. Yes, we're a bit numb to it now because of Super Showdowns and WrestleMania 35s. But the thing that sets this stage apart for me, it's the way the actual ramp where the wrestlers walked up was sort of lowered.
Yeah.
So they were rising up out this thing out of nowhere. The I think this is one where the Undertaker was like, all the arms like that are behind him. I think this was the WrestleMania. And it just worked. When they rise out, the little
sort of rise over this little hill. But it's class. It's properly class. But yeah, I think I was maybe being a bit harsh because, as you said, this was the first time we had saw a giant screen. And it was impressive at the time. I don't know if it's just me looking back now and going, oof. Because like, if you take all of this away, if you take away the banner, if you take away all the stuff that makes this good, you've got WrestleMania 35.
Yeah, you do.
And that's bad.
It is bad.
But at the time, this was class. So I'd say, I'd argue, maybe top of lovely, lovely, lovely.
I think that's fair. I was going to suggest one of the two top tiers, but we'll go the top of lovely, lovely, lovely. If you like.
A lot of wrestling on the YouTube.
Join our cult. Next up, we're going to WrestleMania 28, the one that was in Miami, where Will Smith likes to go on holiday several times a year. This is weird because we might as well do these two together. WrestleMania 28 and WrestleMania 31 are basically the same stage.
The exact same stage, yeah. It's just 31 has a big play button.
A big play button.
So are we going to just grade them both based on this? We'll go through 28 first. 28 had the standard massive sweeping stage with the screens in front, the WrestleMania on top, the screens behind that you saw at 31. There's no play button, of course, but there is palm trees and lots of them. In fact, the pillars holding up the massive...
You sound like you're presenting Homes Under the Hammer.
That's me. That's my dream job, is to edit Homes Under the Hammer, you know.
The like, stairs leading up to the bedroom.
If anything horrible ever happened to me, and it was like, you've got one wish to do something really crap, it would be edit Homes Under the Hammer. Because, like, if like a house is burnt down and they're selling it, they'll go inside, you know what's coming. Burning down the house. Or like, it'll be like, oh, this couple have bought a house and then got divorced. And then it'll be Tainted Love. And it's like, they just take the absolute mick editing that show. It's the best. But yeah, the massive, what do you call it? Gazebo. covers the ring. The legs that hold that up are palm trees this time, because Miami. It's on brand, but
it is on brand.
It was just a bit meh.
I think it is a bit there, but I do think that 28 has to go higher than 31, just because 28 is the originator, the innovator.
Yes, yeah.
Not the imitator.
And 28 didn't have Sting making his entrance in broad daylight.
And Taker.
Yeah.
So I still don't get that Sting entrance, me. Why are the lads there playing the things?
Yeah, I don't.
What's
I don't
that got
understand.
To do with Sting?
I don't understand at all.
Anyway, 28. I think it was a lovely stage, and by very definition, I think we've got to put in lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah, I think so too. 31 though,
I think it's going to go the tier below just because it was a copy. It's still nice.
I think it's but that's the thing is like it's all right. It's like there's. It's not really any evolution.
No, I'm trying to look for subtle differences because the picture we're looking at here is from Rusev's entrance, arguably the greatest.
The WrestleMania play button in the middle was a screen. They had like screens all across the stage, but there's just no palm trees. I think the WrestleMania font has changed
slightly,
but it's the same sort of layout. It's the same sort of build to it. They also implemented the scoreboard behind them.
Yeah. Which is a nice touch always. Yeah. Pardon me for yawning. How rude.
31 was a bit of a...
Yeah, it goes normal.
Whatever. So what do we got next? We had 28, then we're going back to 29, Sam.
29 is cheesy and awful, and I love it. Properly love it.
It's
bridges and the city skyline and the huge ramp and the fireworks and
You can tell that Vince McMahon has just sat back and he's like, Vince, what do you want on the stage for WrestleMania 29? Well, we're in the shadows of New York City. I want it all in one arena.
Except he's in New Jersey.
Exactly. In the shadows of New York City. That's how it's going. We're coming to you live from Gateshead, the shadows of Newcastle.
Like the shadows of Newcastle, or like Sunderland. it's weird. Like, I don't understand how New Jersey lets them get away with such blatant disregard for its existence. But it's a beautiful stage setup, isn't it? The bridge, everything was class.
Yeah, it is really tacky and really cheesy, but it's wrestling, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
This is like the good side of cheesy wrestling pageantry.
And I think this was the one where the gazebo on top of the ring, stopping the rain, splattering down the mat, that had a massive Statue of Liberty on, didn't it?
Yeah, it did at the top, yeah.
So I think, is it where we're putting this? We can't bastardise this system by putting it the best, can we?
I think this has to go the best. Genuinely.
I'm not going to argue. I love it, me.
Yeah.
It's crap, isn't it?
It's proper naff in all the right ways. It's class.
But it does incorporate, like, you know, the modern technologies a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot, obviously. So then we're moving on to WrestleMania 2.
Moving on. Hold on. Let me go back.
While you're fiddling on there, at least it's an entrance way this time.
There's no exit sign. They've covered that up. There's
no exit sign.
Broken the law by doing so.
Yeah, some curtains have covered up with.
There's some fire instructor, some Keith Laird there, just with a little clipboard.
I'll let you talk about this one. There's a lot to talk about here.
Yeah, it's just your bog standard old school wrestling entrance, and it's slightly better than one, but it's just how it was at the time. There was no massive, huge entrance. The draws were the wrestlers. Why spend money on the entrance?
Because when you're thinking about the Rock and wrestling connection, one thing that Rock did, especially in the 80s, when you're looking at the glam Rock and your John Bon Jovi's and people like that, why did wrestling take so long to follow suit?
I don't know. I guess Vince just really liked money.
Or maybe he had none. Yeah. So next up, I don't know if we need to say anything else about that.
No, I think that's it. Where are you going to put it?
I put it in the bin, Sam.
Yeah, I think it gets it.
It's a mercy.
Yeah,
it's a mercy killing, yeah. So we're going to WrestleMania 30 now, and I think this is, again, one of the best WrestleMania stages of all time. The three X's, the massive F-off WrestleMania logo, the way that... I don't know what that is at the top there. It's like a point, a three-pronged point, like a intergalactic spaceship thing.
So this was New Orleans, right?
Yeah, buddy.
So I think it's sort of like it implements... They tend to implement, like, local stylings to it, so I don't know if this is like something to do with New Orleans, but the three X's with the screens inside of them, like, I love that. And the thing is, this picture doesn't really do it justice, because when you see Lesnar make his entrance under that X is huge alone. That WrestleMania sign, Christ, if that fell,
somebody gonna die.
Yeah.
It would have been, I just can't imagine what it would have like looking at it in person. That's the one thing. When you first walk in, because we've been lucky enough to go to two, and when you first walk in, and just the sheer spectacle of it all, it knocks you back.
Well, that was it.
I remember walking at WrestleMania 32 when we walked in there for the first time, and you're just like, whoa!
Yeah, because we had to go, we went in at ground level, and at 32 was weird. We got through the gates before the ticket system crashed.
Yeah.
And so, like, the opener match was like nobody in the arena, like one or two gates had been allowed in. And we were lucky enough to get in, but I think we had to go through and then in an elevator, and then we went all the way up, and then we went to like a mezzanine level where there was a bar, we got drinks and stuff, and then we walked out, and it was just like, boom, like this huge cavernous space, like, and then this massive stage that was occupying all of it, the huge screen, it was like Yeah, I would have loved to have been at 30.
Yeah, that's the thing that sort of sets. Because people always like, oh, you've got the best seat at home when you're watching on TV.
You do, nah. But it's like me and watching football, right? Like, I can watch football on telly, but I'd much prefer to go to the match.
There's like, not like being there live.
There's nothing like being there live, yeah.
But I'm going to suggest if we're putting 29 in the best, this has got to go in the best as well.
100%, 30's in the best, like all day.
All day long. All day long and all Tucker night. So next up, we're going to WrestleMania 32. And yes. This is, as we say, when you look at everything as a package and you look at the massive screen they had, which I think is in there all the time in
yeah,
the Texas.
Yeah, it's the AT&T Stadium. I think it's the biggest, or it was the biggest screen in the world for a very long time.
And it is massive.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fit it in my flat. I don't know about you.
I'd just build a flat in the screen.
Go outside to watch television.
Yeah.
You look at everything, because again, the lighting rig they had over the top of the ring was more impressive than the stage itself for WrestleMania 32.
Like, it was all just crisscross, like blue and red beams just like firing across the entire place. There were 100,000 people here. But like the sheer size of that star, like the picture doesn't do it justice. Like the sheer size of that. I remember us sat, we were sort of just about ring level, like in terms of like our positioning in the stands. We were like sort of almost dead on, but like even then it was just massive. You couldn't look at anything without it being there just dominating your vision.
But yeah, this, if you want to say hampered, I don't know if hampered is the right word, but this stage is sort of hampered because they're going for that attendance record, if you want, and trying to fit as many people into this stadium as they can. So they've basically put a little thin LED screen and then incorporated what's already there to their stage as well, which I like the ingenuity of it all, Sam.
Yeah, I like how it was there, very guerrilla, very run and gun of them. Just hire some stuff, get it there. The ramp itself was impressive. The ramp was like, it comes to like a huge point down the bottom. But like, just the size of it for something that doesn't actually occupy that much space, it's massive.
And the stage as well, it was pronged like a star, wasn't it? It had like three different prongs.
So
it came
to points, yeah.
Now I think it's got to be at least lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah, I think like we can't allow the mania itself to affect our judgment.
No,
but it's. Yeah, it's not something where it's like, oh my god, look at how detailed and amazing this is. It was more like, look at the size of it. Yeah. So I don't think it's in the best.
No.
And after seeing the WrestleMania signs up close at Access, that confused me.
How's that?
They're huge, but like so WrestleMania, the logo, you can see it on this image actually. It's split into two, and it's held together by clear, I guess, airline grade tape, but it's clear. So it was just this massive WrestleMania sign with just all this dirty tape just like ran across it from where they've been moving it from venue to venue. You could just see like all of the bits of tape, and it was just like,
Yeah.
It's like all of wrestling. When you start looking proper up close at it, it's just not what you thought it was.
Well, then we move on to 33, Sam. I'm just going to do it straight away. We can speak about it a bit if you want, but it's certainly in the best here.
It's in the best, yeah. I mean, the fact it caught on fire and that didn't matter. That was... the Universal logo ripoff, the roller coaster. All the ads were roller coaster themed. The massive screens all the way across. Like,
and it did stretch all the way across as far as that... As I say, that raised bit in that parking
Well, that's it, because we
stadium.
Were like... I think you were like sat at about the same height as or just below sort of the height of where the stage is.
Yeah.
Because the stage opens up, and then it's actually a pretty big ramp down. Like, so you see the height here with all the fans, but like, I think that added to the shot when they got the side on shot of wrestlers walking down the ramp, and there's just a sea, like tens of thousands of people just walking past. And it's just like amazing. This, for my money, is one of the best WrestleMania sets of all time.
Could it be? I think it might be the best of all time, mate. It's my favourite, I think.
Potentially, yeah. I think it's definitely my current favourite.
just a ridiculous spectacle from top to bottom. That's what WrestleMania should be.
I hope this year is still the same. I hope they've got their massive WrestleMania set, but they can't really put it out properly, so it's all just like plugged in and repositioned. There's just all bits of screen everywhere. Triple H is really stressed as the show's going on, and then Goldberg comes up to him to just say hi, then he punches Goldberg, and then that's what's going to happen.
Do you reckon they've done anything differently?
You what?
To what we've seen on Raw and SmackDown. Do you reckon they've done anything differently?
What about?
In the Performance Center for this year's WrestleMania.
I
hope it's not the same stage as that, because that's going to take away so much.
I think it'll be something a little bit more impressive, but I don't think it's going to be much. I think it, at best, we'll have a super, super, super mega big screen that occupies the entire field division. But hey, if they get a big enough one, they can put some fans on it.
I was thinking about this. They must own or can get their hands on a million LED screens. Why don't they just surround everything and have it like
that'd
VR?
That'd be amazing. That'd be really cool.
I don't want to put pipe in like a crowd on there, because
that'll just stuff look... now. Like, not that you'd watch it, but there's like a thing called like there's the Star Wars series, The Mandalorian, and they were using this technology where they were shooting on physical sets but with CG backgrounds. But there's this screen and this lighting technique that's been developed so that they'll have like the spaceship and the characters and like everything set out, and they'll have all the sand on the floor, whatever they need for the floor. They'll have any props they need and like little bits of rock, and then around them, it's just this huge curtain that's like projected onto, or like it's like a screen that's like projected onto or whatever, and then it just looks like you're in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like proper just immersive, and everything looks good, and they could do something like that, but I don't know, it'd be interesting.
I guess it's that thing where I think it might be, and you told me this, that like the reason why sets are so simple these days is because when you have more stuff happening on the screen at one time, the sort of connection to a live stream gets a bit like, the quality gets less. I think you told me that.
Maybe
it was somebody else.
It might be until Richard told you, but that's about right. Like, the more motion you have going on, if you've ever tried to watch an illegal football stream, you'll be able to attest to this. And things that you've got going on, the more data that needs to be sort of dealt with. So if there's like lots of stuff happening like this, then it needs to work out fine detail rather than just blanket.
But anyway, what were we talking about? WrestleMania 34 we're on to now.
Yes, 34. This one was beautiful.
It's in the best again.
Yeah, it's best again. Yeah.
New Orleans again, but this is more on the nose. We're definitely in New Orleans here with the mask and what and the colours and everything like that.
And Undertaker in the promo going, "Let the good times roll."
I can't remember that.
Do you not remember that? At the press conference where they announced it. And we were all like, "Taker's not going to wrestle. He retired." And he said, "Let the good times roll."
But you just imagine Vince McMahon walking out on that stage before the show goes live and just looking at that thing and just going, "Wow, this is professional wrestling." Like you say, it's that thing, it's that everything Shawn Michaels does in the 90s where he's like, "Shawn Michaels." And he starts speaking French. He's like, "Les Chemin de Wahoo." He loves the pageantry and all that stuff of wrestling, doesn't he, Vince McMahon? I think this is right down his alley.
Oh, yeah. I think, like, it's very Liberace. Am I right in thinking the mask moves up to let people out? Or was the mask
just stayed there and they walk through the little raised bit in the middle?
The WrestleMania logo itself was all screens as well. I think that was just a beautiful little touch.
Just the way the screens are put together is a nice thing, isn't it?
Yeah, all the sort of mottled Harlequin patterns behind it and everything, that was really cool.
And the lasers are really cool as well.
Pew pew!
Lasers are cool. So next up, we move to a controversial one.
Yes.
And it's WrestleMania 35.
Gets in the bin.
I'm inclined to say yes as well.
Do you want to know something? Like, WrestleMania 35, so this was the... the last Super Showdown, right? It was Super Showdown last, or was it Crown Jewel last?
Super Showdown recently, I think.
Yeah. So whatever the last big Saudi show was, they had this. They had the massive screen or whatever. And then the ramp was actually an LED ramp. So in a way, it was actually better than Mania, because the ramp here is not LED.
Well, as we all know, Sam, the Super Showdown events in Saudi Arabia are on the same level as WrestleMania, if not better than.
this Mania's ramp, it just had a weird, rubbery, black entrance ramp, whereas the Saudi show had a screen ramp.
Might that be because of live musical performances and transporting people in and off the stage?
It could just be that. But I don't know. Like, I hate the big screen. It's imposing, but it's just like,
it is impressive, but it's just like,
for me, it just says
lacking imagination.
We've given up. Yeah. It just says we've given up.
It needs to be more WrestleMania. I think that's what we're saying here.
Well, it's supposed to be the most important event in the wrestling calendar. Sorry, sports entertainment calendar. And it should, like, I mean, look at WrestleMania's past. The WrestleMania logo, aside from the first few, the WrestleMania logo is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's on everything. And now it's just like, just bang it on a screen. Just CG it in for everybody watching at home.
Yeah.
Like, no, just stop it with this ridiculous, spending millions of dollars on, like, as I said before, a giant bronze Roman Reigns. Just buy a better stage. That's all people want to see. They don't want to see CG Roman. Like, at that point, you may as well CG the lot of it. Just CG the wrestling.
Just have a game of 2K.
Yeah.
Oh, could you imagine? Especially this, yeah. Just play out, just Roman Reigns
just
playing
glitching
as Roman Reigns. Right, so moving on now to Sam, a one which might cause a stir in the comments. WrestleMania 3.
Right.
Which is basically, as we're looking at it, just a hole in the wall. Rest in peace, Dale Winton, of course.
Yes.
With the WWF logo on. But the thing which makes this great is those little wrestling rings.
The little rings are great. I really wish that they were for sale. And that they were road legal, and that they had a little horn that would like peep peep at people, because I'd ride to work in one all day. But it's cool. It's really cool. Like, I remember, like, they'd be escorted to and from the ring, so like losers would be all there and inside the ring, just looking all dejected, and it was cool.
Yeah, and it was the thing. Yes, it's basic because it is the 80s, but
yeah,
the single spotlight and the ring. And I guess just the sort of the Vaseline sort of effect with it being like an old, you know what am I saying here? You know,
soft,
the sort of soft. That's what I'm saying here. It's just, that's WrestleMania, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is WrestleMania.
It's like a step above the simple old days. Like, this is the first real, like, big pageantry style thing. And I mean, like, it's a big statement to have the mini rings. And I think, controversially, given how we graded the other two, might say best.
It's definitely at least lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah, put it lovely, lovely, lovely.
We'll go lovely, lovely, lovely. It's the rings, man. I know they brought them back at subsequent WrestleManias, but the first...
Hey, what about that Royal Rumble where they had a little cart with a little man in it?
They weren't on camera, though, which was a shame. Why weren't they on camera?
Because they just wanted the wrestlers to look like they were really big and could do that entrance in 5 steps.
I know. What was I going to say? I know the little rings did look a bit naff from the back when you realise, oh, there's a little man on the back, like on a lawnmower, driving them.
But you didn't really see him.
No, they're just wonderful. Yeah. I love them.
It's like Undertaker's entrance at 20. Like, I never noticed it as a kid, but loads of stuff starts catching on fire on the stage and the guy has to keep coming out with a fire extinguisher. I never noticed that. So I never noticed this either.
So we're going to WrestleMania 4 now. And this is the first sort of WrestleMania stage, I guess.
With a big banner, yeah.
A big banner, a big bloody banner, bought off BannersRUs.com.
Nice.
A single WWF logo. And then we're basically going down the steps inside Trump Plaza. Is that where it was?
Yeah, Trump Plaza, which is a made-up venue. It was a made-up venue. And then you've got the police walking down, like sort of protecting them. Hold on. If you want to keep talking, I'll find out the crack with the Trump Plaza thing, because I'm sure it's a funny story.
But I guess, yeah, we'll talk about that a bit more. It's just that sort of... The jeopardy the wrestlers have put themselves into by just walking in and amongst the fans. That's what sort of makes these entrances all the more better. The fans can literally reach out and touch them if the wrestlers want to be touched or not.
So it was held in the Boardwalk Hall. In Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Oh.
Trump Plaza.
Is Trump Plaza a thing, full stop?
Hold on. Trump Plaza is a thing. WrestleMania will be advertised as being held at the Trump Plaza and Hotel Casino, with both events taking place across the road at the convention hall, but sponsored by Donald Trump. That was it.
I don't know what we do about this one.
This is sort of, it's the first big step in it. This little action here of putting that banner has resulted in some of the most iconic stages of all time, not just for WrestleManias, but for all pay-per-views. But it's still a bit naff.
It's still a bit naff. We're going just about bearable, I guess, because it is a big step in the right direction.
Yeah, I think just about bearable, but in
just
a loving way.
Just about bearable, in a loving way. So next up, I guess we'll just talk about very quickly before my camera cuts out here, WrestleMania 5. Which is a hole in the wall.
With a WWF logo.
With a WWF logo.
Where have we seen this before?
A really creepy looking man with his moustache on the side there.
I thought you meant Hulk Hogan.
To be fair, I do like the way... I do like the way the fans are sort of jammed in there.
Yeah.
It gives a really
Those
sort of
Those
like,
kids look like they're getting crushed.
Poor kids.
There's a lot of fans trying to get a touch of the Hulkster, which, again, that always leans itself well. Like, I always like seeing fans like getting excited for entrances, and like, it's just a different time, isn't it?
It is a different time, but again, it is a curtain. It is a little rail we can see there. They haven't even bothered to paint the floor or anything.
I've got a big logo that I can see.
It's just a logo, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just where we bearable.
Bearable or bin?
Bearable, I think we'll go, because at least they've made an effort here. But it is worse, or is it less than, or maybe it's a space thing. It's less than WrestleMania 4, they've got a bit worse.
Yeah, they've gone a bit worse, that's what I mean.
Well then, here's a picture for you. We go to WrestleMania 6, which it does appear to be a black curtain. With the WrestleMania logo on. Once again, it's all about the little rings, but, you know, imitation. Not a fan of it happening. That should have been left alone at WrestleMania 3, as good as they are. What are you saying, Sam?
Try and just
ignore Mr. Piper in the picture.
It's just really bland, isn't it?
It is. It's...
Yeah.
Well, we've still got... It's been like, oh, we're struggling a bit here. He's still got those things we used at WrestleMania 3. Oh, yeah, they're in the warehouse. They'll just dust them off, they'll be fine.
Get your money's worth. People have forgotten about it.
Yeah.
The one thing I like about this picture is, and it's probably too small for everybody else to see at home, is the WWF television crew jumpsuits.
Yeah.
I love those jumpsuits. There was one for sale recently, but it was going for astronomical amounts of money.
How much, Sam?
Several hundred pounds, like approaching four figures, and then but like details like that I appreciate, but this is just a logo. What looks like a plastic logo though, and a curtain with the rings. It's just retreading old water.
And we are, I mean, if we compare this to WrestleMania's 3 and 4,
we're regressing,
aren't we? We're regressing.
Yeah, we're sort of going back because we're not even trying new things. So maybe bin.
Maybe bin.
Maybe bin.
Maybe bin. I'm going to put it in the bin. I've done
it.
It's in the bloody bin.
There we go.
So next up we have WrestleMania 7, which is the doggiest of all the dog-leg entrances. It's basically a right angle. That's what we're looking at there, Sam.
Yep.
You walk about 5 paces in front of you, and then you take a big old left and you walk your way down to the ring.
Right.
That is the ramp.
That's just bad placement.
Hmm.
That's just bad, bad placement.
I don't know where WrestleMania 7 was off the top of my head, but space must have been an issue. Because this is WrestleMania 6's plastic logo, but in a smaller space, with a smaller black curtain, and no little ring. So I'm saying, Sam, bin.
Agreed.
Anything to say about that, or nothing?
There's not really much you can't say, is there?
No, there's not, is there? So next up, we're going to WrestleMania 8, which uses basically the old neon, new generation, Raw logo entrance thing.
I love that entrance way, though.
It's in a little corner of a massive arena. The ramp appears to be on a bit of a slope, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know if it's on a slope. If it is, then it's minor, but it's definitely a dog leg ramp, which I like, but... Yeah, the entrance way itself is really cool. I love the old school neon, but it's just reused assets. That's all it is.
It is reused assets, but again, in terms of WrestleMania, it's a huge leap forward.
Yeah, it's massive because this is the first time we've had like digital screen style elements.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I don't know what I think about this. I think it's all right.
Yeah, I think it can't really get past that ceiling, can it? Because it's not exactly spectacular. It's not jaw-dropping or anything, but...
No, I do like the way it fits into a little pocket in the sort of in the corner of a mass of humanity. So I think we'll go all right.
Yeah.
Is that too high up? Am I just putting rose-tinted glasses on there?
I think all right's better. Like, good for that. Yeah.
We've put that on the same level as WrestleMania's 25, 23, 31. I think we need to move it down.
Maybe it has to go down. Yeah.
Move it down. So finally, we're ending with WrestleMania 9. I don't care what you're saying here, Sam. It's the best.
Yeah, it's got to go in the best. Like they went balls to the wall with Caesar's Palace to make this. I mean, they had a guy playing Caesar and a woman playing Cleopatra and everything in the build-up to this. They had everything. It's got the black and gold ropes. It's got the little entranceway that looks like, you know, a Roman building. There's the big banners at the back of the bleachers to make it look like people are in a coliseum.
More arenas should be themed like this. I don't know why they don't do it more. They're obviously because, why? I don't know, cost, I guess. When you tie an entire space into one theme, it just makes it so much more.
Yeah. It's just a great, great set dressing, isn't it? Like, it's just really well done. Like, it was bang on brand, it was bang on theme and everything. Like, they were promoting this heavily as a Roman-themed thing. You get there, it's very clearly a Colosseum. It all looks good. Yeah. And I do agree with you. I think maybe we should move back to doing this sort of stuff. But in the theming, the logos, 33 was technically themed because it was like a theme park.
Yeah.
But if they'd gone full 9, he would have probably had like roller coastery bits coming down the sides of the ramp or something. But or they would have come to the ring on a little roller coaster.
Roller coasters, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine the tag team like the New Day and like three little cars.
Except
on the
roller coasters are just the old rings, so they can reuse them. But they've got to hold on for dear life as they're coming down like this.
You would reach some speed going down that ramp. How long?
Oh,
it was.
You would. Yeah.
How would this stop? Just put JBL at the end. That's how this stop.
Just clothesline from hell.
But there we have it. We've come to the end of this WrestleMania stages tier list ranking. Let's
I've got a feeling this one's going to be controversial for everybody.
Oh, it always is, Sam. Yeah. So right at the bottom, I'm trying to remember, we have WrestleMania 7, WrestleMania 6, WrestleMania 21, where it goes to where, Sam?
Where it goes to...
Hollywood.
Hollywood, oh yes,
which
sorry.
I completely
sorry,
forgot.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 35 and its lack of imagination... WrestleMania 2 and WrestleMania 1, which aren't even stages at all. So what do you want us to do?
Yeah.
And then we have, I'm trying to work it out here in my head, I've forgotten off the top of my head here. We have WrestleMania 11 with the purple fetish kicking off.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 13, which was slightly worse than WrestleMania 12, which we see in a higher tier later on. Then we have WrestleMania 4 at the Notre Plaza. We have WrestleMania 5, which has just got that logo, I think. WrestleMania 8... which is, you know, it is the raw neon new generation thing, but it's a step in the right direction. Yeah. It does fit lovely into that little corner of the arena, doesn't
it? Yeah.
All right is where the controversy starts, maybe. 25 is an all right with its massive star, but its glittery vajazzles and whatnot.
Yes.
23 with its slightly updated WrestleMania X7 looking thing. 28 is an all right because it's basically just the same as WrestleMania... I've forgotten off the top of my head. 31 is an all right because it's the same as 28. Then we have 12, which was slightly different to 11 and 13 by using the screen, which means it's got to be better, obviously. Then 14, which was using the same sort of Attitude Era... Royal Rumble-esque lighting rig circular thingies. Into lovely, lovely, lovely we go. WrestleMania 32, WrestleMania 27, WrestleMania X8, WrestleMania 10, WrestleMania 2000, WrestleMania 15, WrestleMania 28, WrestleMania 19, WrestleMania 22, WrestleMania 20, and WrestleMania 3. I feel like Bruce Forsyth. Yeah, I am. I'm lonely. Then we go to the best. We have WrestleMania 9, which is the best of the best. I don't care what you're saying. Then we have WrestleMania X7, WrestleMania 24, WrestleMania 33, 26, 30, 29, and rounding things off with 30 Thower.
Yeah.
Woo! I think the two contentious ones that maybe need to go up are... 25 and 23, but I think the rest of them, Sam, I think we're absolutely spot on.
I think 23 can go up.
23 is like
a... move 23 up.
23 to lovely, lovely, lovely. Because it's basically X7, but as it should be 6 years on.
Yeah. Whereas 25 is sort of... eerily reminiscent of 32, but just a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there we have it. Let us know what you think in the comments below. That's it in terms of WrestleMania tier lists pre-WrestleMania. But join us not too long after WrestleMania weekend is over, where we will tier every single WrestleMania.
Oh, that's going to be quite a video.
That's going to be long. Long and long. Anyway, I've been Gary YouTube from Cultaholic, joined by another Gary YouTube. Anything to add at the end of this thing? Gary.
No, stay safe, stay happy, stay quarantined. Get outside once a day safely. Get some exercise. Everybody, just have fun.
Yeah, do what he said there. Join us later this week where we will be doing predictions. There will be reactions. What happened at WTF? All your favourite Cultaholic pay-per-view related series. They're all still happening. We have predictions going on the channel tomorrow as we're sat here, Sam. Is that correct? Or is it today?
I can't remember today, what the schedule is.
They're definitely coming though, so don't worry. All of our normal pay-per-view coverage is going to happen. We're going to make it work. Thanks for continuing to support what we're doing here at Cultaholic. We'll see you next time on this Gary YouTube tier list thing. Thank you for your time. I don't know what I'm doing
here. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.